Welcome back to the podcast, friends. Welcome back. It's Jeremy Green from the Paper. Appreciate you joining us tonight. This is a big week. One of the biggest, name me a bigger court case that's more important to freedom, which is the most important thing. Freedom's the most important thing. This case is the biggest case regarding freedom ever in the last 100 years. Name me a bigger one. I mean, this is it. This sets the pace for the next 100 years, what they're going to do to patriots, real patriots, not pseudo patriots like the people in the administration. Jeff Sessions is a patriot. Are you kidding me? He's praising the ultimate tyranny. He's Mr. Drug War. He's a hardcore commie. War is not conservative. War is highly fascistic, highly communistic. War is extremely liberal. It's beyond progressive. It's what exactly what it is. War is a creature of the left. Anybody pimping war is a hardcore communist. Jeff Sessions pimps the war. So does Trump. Beware of what he said. We're going to make America safe again. No, bad idea. Don't run from that. Government tell you they're going to make you safe. Look out. You're in big trouble. We're going to make America proud again. Pride's a sin. Hello? Be happy. Don't be proud. Every time you're proud, you take the glory away from God and give it to yourself or some other local idiot. Look up. Don't look around. The glory goes upstairs. The pride's a sin. Make America proud. I'm not going to be proud of what? The garbage that this country's incorporated government's pulling off, what they're doing to Tom LaCavara, Jeff Sessions praising the prosecution, which is acting like complete communist monsters, pimping the drug war, which is another giant communist operation, also setting up the door-kicking squads for the gun confiscation. Way to go, all you arch-idiot conservatives. Thought the drug war was conservative. We better go after all. Guess what? Those guys are kicking in the doors. They did it to Shane Bennett in New York. Now, I'm not saying drugs are good. I'm not saying people should do them. Here's the problem. A free country is going to have people who slip and go slide and go bad, and that's, we have to. The worst thing is having a giant police state that comes up pretending that it's going to fix it. It hasn't fixed it. It only makes it worse. The more money that's in it, the more it corrupts the police. Look what the CIA is doing, flying it in, and the Marines are guarding the opium fields right on YouTube in Afghanistan. Look at the Geraldo interview, Fox and Friends, Marines, Afghanistan. That's it. Just Google Fox and Friends, Marines, Afghanistan. I think it'll come up on YouTube. You'll see it yourself. And the colonel of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines said, we got to help the local people grow their opium. We provide them security and infrastructure and assistance, and we try to provide them alternatives as well. But this is what they do, and we got to help them do it. So now we have the United States Marines in the United States, and most of those Marines who are guarding the opium fields right now for the local people, because this is what they do, and, you know, we can't really change their society and blah, 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 blah. Guess what? They're going to come back and become cops who are going to arrest young people and old people alike for little teeny possessions of heroin or opium or whatever weed. Not saying that drugs are good, but unfortunately, that's part of living in a free society is there's going to be, you know, people have to be free to make their own decisions. And usually, the more freedom that there is, the less allure and the less it's attractive to the younger people. Part of the coolness of it, if you're a young teenager, is, oh, you know, it's the old people don't like it. And it's the illegality of it that makes it a secret thing to do that often attracts a lot of young people into it, because it's the cool thing and it's the different thing to do, and it's, you know, how you buck the system or however they think. You know, this is just part of the human mind. And that's the problem. As soon as you have a drug war, you're going to have a worse situation than you have in a society where some people are just going to do drugs legally in the privacy of their home. Not advocating selling it open in the store on the aisles, you know, next to the cigarettes. Obviously, there's got to be some type of control. As if you would have alcohol, I think would be perfectly, you know, or even if it's not in the stores, at least don't be arresting people for what they do in the person, their personal lives. As good as it sounds, it never works out. The government is more dangerous than the people who are doing the drugs by a long shot. And look what the CIA is doing, making an absolute fortune flying it in. So what are we doing? So is the drug war conservative? I would say no, absolutely not. It's a hardcore communist thing. It creates a giant police state. It's creating the door-kicking squads for the gun grab. Seen it happen in the Shane Bennett case. Those guys were the narco unit, the New York State Special Operations and Response Team. And they kissed, all of a sudden they turned the guns on the people who have the guns, and they pick the guys who have a little bit of dirt in their past first, because, of course, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Americans would say, oh, those bad people there. You know, he did this or he did that in the past. Well, once you let it happen to them, it's going to happen to you later on down the line and your children and your nephews and nieces. And it's, so we got to nip it in the bud early, and that's what we try to do here. So, and it was great news to hear this week about all the not guilty verdicts, but having a hung jury and the government taking a third bite at the apple and setting all these restrictions on what kind of clothes the guys can wear while they're waiting for their third trial is gotten to the point where it's, we're like we're on a complete other planet. And then hearing no other media outlets, Gary in Michigan with us tonight, was checking out kind of the mainstream end of it, what you would normally see on the television or, you know, the big boys, so to speak, you know, the ones who have set the pace for the past 50 years, the big names. And I was kind of poking around some of the little more alternative media stuff, and neither one of us could find any mention in any substantial form from any of the bigger names in, you know, and I'm talking about, and there's, I know there's a few small people out there, you know, like us, but there's not, you, I would expect more from some of these supposedly libertarian, you know, liberty-loving media outlets that are calling themselves the truth media or the new media or whatever, you know, the enemy calls us the alt media, but we're not, and that's fine. Alternative, yeah, if it's an alternative to crappy CIA prostitute media, sure, that's alternative, that's fine, whatever. Call us what you want, but we know what we are, which is we're getting to trying to get to as close to the truth as possible. What's the most important thing? And if you're a patriot, so to speak, I mean, if you think you are, and you're, what is the most important thing going on this week? How can you say anything except this Bundy trials? And I'm just using the word Bundy trials loosely to describe, so I don't have to run down the names of all the guys every time I mention it, but you know what we're talking about, the Nevada trials of the Bunkerville Patriots. That's probably the best way to put it. And watching what's going on out there is absolutely obscene. So now I hear, you know, the hypervent. I'm waiting for, checking out all these other broadcasts saying, I wonder if this guy's talking about it. I wonder if they're talking about anybody else besides me. Is it just me and a few other, like, select people? And, yeah, the answer is yes. It's just us and a few select people. It's the most important case. I've watched the court. The courts are where the power is. It's nowhere else. It's not in the military. Military doesn't defy the courts. They're going to do whatever the witches court tells them to do. So it's the police and the state police and the federal agencies and Interpol. And as even Trump said, we're going to do this, go through the courts. He should have said the witches court is corrupt. We're going to do what's lawful, and the court can go screw. All the issue is opinions anyway. They're not making law. And if their verdicts defy any constitutional or common law protections, they're nullified on their face immediately. I mean, he could have really fought this, but of course he's not going to do that. He's desperately sworn to uphold the system at all costs. Oh, there'll be a few little pin chunks of a wall built here and a couple of trade deals reworked there. And, you know, he said, well, we might rework it. I'm not sure. We'll see. But you're in good hands. That's so great. Yeah, I'll bet we are in good hands. Yeah, okay. That sounds good. So what is Nazism and fascism? And Chance in West Virginia, we'll get to you in a second. But Nazis, the modern caricature, the modern cartoon character for the Nazis is not what Nazism really is. It's what they want us to think. It's what they want us to think it is. The goofy guys running around with the swastikas and the whatever accoutrements and the whatever. That's not Nazism. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about the real fascism of the Nazism. That's where the power is. The street Nazis are nothing worse than kind of an opposite end of the police. And most of them, most of the street Nazi groups end up having people who set them up and manage them who are police from the intelligence agencies. They're called agent provocateurs. 50% of the people at the Malheur Refuge standoff were agent provocateurs. Don't tell me they don't exist. I hear the beep, so we're going to go to our callers, and then I'm going to pick this back up. I'm worried about the high-level Nazis. I'm not worried about the street goofballs running around with swastikas saying Adolf Hitler's great and all this other absurd garbage. That's not. I'm worried about the fascism, which is the power, the economic structure that funds and finances and runs the Nazism. The Nazism was a more specific version of fascism. National socialism, which is exactly what fascism is, National socialism is the hybridization of private and public sector. It's public-private partnerships. Every politician in the world is pimping public-private partnerships. All of them. I don't hear anybody say, let's get rid of them. They're not, nobody's talking about unincorporating. We're getting rid of the public-private partnership. That's fascism. You want to know what Nazism and fascism truly is? It's having five people from one financial corporation, Goldman Sachs, have get their people installed at the highest levels of the United States economic governing entities. Treasury Department, two of them, the top guy at the Treasury and his deputy are both Goldman Sachs, the director, the senior counselor for economic initiatives, and the director of the National Economic Council are all from Goldman Sachs, and so is Bannon, by the way. He's gone, so it's down to four top Goldman Sachs people. That's true. That's the real story. That's the real Nazism. No, everything else is a distraction. Let's focus on, does he like skinheads? What does he think about David Duke? You know, all the lower mind stuff. Think beyond that. What is the real fascism? Fascism is a combination of the private sector and the government working as one. The private sector using the power of government to enforce its edicts, and the government using the private sector to finance it and suck money out of it. Who do you think pays the bills? The private sector pays the government. They're not going to get rich off of, $80,000 or $100,000 a year salary. They want to make hundreds of millions, so they need that corporatization to come in, that hybridization of the corporate and the government. And that's what fascism is, and that's what funds Nazism, and that's basically what Nazism is. They're very close to each other. Nazism stands for National Socialism. That's nationalizing and socializing. Well, what is it when Goldman Sachs has five, just that one corporation has five people? Look how many people Monsanto had in. Oh, dozens. Secretaries of the agriculture and the FDA. Monsanto. Look how many corporate executives from Lockheed Martin are in the military. How about General Wynn? He was simultaneously a general in the Air Force and the director of procurement for Lockheed Martin, bouncing back and forth, buying stuff from himself with somebody else's money. How's that for a scam? Buying stuff for yourself from somebody else and using somebody else's money, to do it. Boy, what a great scam. That's buying stuff from himself with our money. So he's the buyer and the seller. He's buying stuff from himself. Both. All the transition goes in his pocket, more or less, so to speak. And then he's doing it with the test, and the whole thing done with our money. It doesn't cost him a penny, making a fortune. Lockheed Martin, Monsanto, Tillerson comes from Exxon. Five people down to four now from Goldman Sachs and the Treasury Division and the economic divisions. This is insane. This is nothing. This is absolute fascism. We're beyond it. I mean, the deal is done. It's not like it's a thing that's being attempted. It's already locked up. We're in a fascist government. We're in a true nationally socialized government. Look, they're not going to get rid of health care. They're going to badmouth Obamacare and say, we're going to replace it with something else. Great. We need to repeal and replace. There's no difference between these people. You're seeing one group of Masons battling with another group of Masons. So with that, we're going to go to our caller, West Virginia. Chance, how are you doing tonight?
Well, Eric, I'm figuring you might be interested to know that there was one other alternative patriot network that mentioned the trial, and it was pretty decent. Would you mind?
You want me to mention the? Do. Oh, absolutely. Okay, I want to give credit where credit is due.
Exactly. Me too. It was American Voice Radio with Frank Stephan.
Okay. American Voice Radio. Great.
Yeah, I think they're based out of Oregon. They're on Channel 5 on the satellite. Much to his credit, he elaborated on it.
Good, good.
And that's the only other network that went into a little bit of detail.
Well, God bless them over there for doing that. But isn't that amazing that you can just barely find a couple people out there? Parker and John Lamb.
Definitely.
He's with us. In and out all week, but it just blows my mind that this isn't the most important thing on everybody's plate right now. drop everything else that you're doing, people, and get to the Nevada. I mean, this is where the front lines of the battle. We win, sink or swim, win or lose here. I mean, they're going to set a lot of precedents. The witches' court's going to see what they can get away with. This is, goes a lot higher than just a bunch of witches in the court. They're low level. Navarro's a low level, relatively low level executioner. She hasn't come up with any of this stuff on her own. She's a complete moron. She's a psychopath, and she would be a killer if she could get away with it. She basically is. She's just using the legal system to kill people slowly because she can't do it with her own hands and with her own actions directly.
And speaking of Navarro, that other female judge in the Arpaio case, I believe her name is Susan Bolton.
Oh, here we go again.
I got to thinking, I don't know if it's just me, but it appears to me that too many of the women are getting harder and too many of the men are getting softer. I wonder if the Bible has anything to say about that.
Oh, boy. Well, it's just a bad example for women, for that these evil women are setting. I mean, just it's just not good. It's women should, you know, I think they would be more idealistic, more caring, more just and righteous. They're supposed to be the nurturing more of the two, and men are supposed to be more aggressive, more combative, more provide.
Exactly.
Traditional, you know, obviously anybody wants to deviate from there. It's a free country to do what you want to do. But in the traditional sense, women should not be torturing people like this. It's not right. They work with people, but it's setting a very bad example, and it's giving women just an awfully bad name. There's so many of these women judges doing this. It's too many. I could see if it was a percentage, even half. Okay, it represents society, but please, not all of them. Everywhere I go, it's another woman committing an atrocity, and I'm like, oh, no.
Well, see, you would think that, but the way they're confusing the genders nowadays, everything is topsy-turvy. This is why I'm wondering if there's a biblical scripture that relates to this analogy, because it's pretty weird. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Eric.
All right, thanks. Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up biblical scripture. By the way, I can't remember where it is in the Bible, but it says something to the effect of, you know, I'm not concerned about the moons and the suns and the status of the stars and how they're organized. And it's what are you doing to serve your fellow man and woman, especially the ones who are being oppressed, the ones who are needy, homeless, and in prison? And that's where the rubber really meets the road. That's why, you know, I think I see everything as a call. Like Evelyn said, the Bible's a prisoner's book. It's a call to activism for all of us to do something and just to sit there and watch it happen. That's not a godly work, and it's not the right thing to do. So we're activists here. Everybody get the jury nullification flyers passed out because we're watching victories occur from jury nullification. And look how scared the Wicked Witch of the West, Navarro, is of jury nullification. She's banishing the shirts that say jury nullification. So make it very expensive on the witches. Start passing out jury nullification flyers. All of the folks will be right back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're talking about a variety of things tonight. We have a couple of callers, but I want to keep people's gears turning. Two things. The true Nazism and fascism is the corporatization of our not just the incorporated government, which is the United States Corporation, but the corporations private that are all infested throughout running it, from Tillerson to, I mean, all of them. Four Goldman Sachs people, two in the Treasury and two in the economic highest levels of the economic directorate. Please, that's the Nazism. That's where the big story is. It's not the goofy guys that Trump. What does Trump have to say about David Duke? What does he think about the skinheads? Are you a racist? That's the overt distraction. That's the intelligence agencies once again, and the creating this whole illusion of the lower battle. You know, it's all not real. Got to look at things in their real reality. So let's just go to our callers with that and see what they have to comment on this. Nazism and fascism is here. It's the Goldman Trump administration. It's Tillerson from Exxon. It's Session making a fortune from his Alabama pension by having it heavily invested in concentration camps of America, where the Bundys are being held tonight as we speak. Sovereign Man first, and then Tom in Tennessee. How are you, Sovereign Man?
Ahoy, ahoy.
What's up?
Request permission to come aboard the citizenship. Oh, no, that's a bad word.
that's in the Admiralty Witch's Court. We're on the land now, buddy. What's up?
Oh, that's a bad word. I hear people using it all the time, and I'm like, every time I hear that word, I'm like, oh. I think you're looking for James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. We can also do a search for, visiting, the sick and the imprisoned.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I don't know if that was the verse you were looking for.
That's one of them that applies just absolutely perfectly.
Yeah. When the one caller called in and said that, if you choose your political jurisdiction, well, I'm going to do it on air right now. I have been grafted into the priesthood of Melchizedek through the shed blood of Yeshua HaMashiach Sakenu. Hallelujah.
Nice. Thanks, man. Good call. Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for putting that. Yeah, thanks for putting the Freedom Scream radio thing together.
Yeah,
I have
one more talking point. Look up the Pat Tillman story. Remember that guy, Pat Tillman?
Yeah.
He was he was drafted, yeah. NFL pick, and he says, I'm going to go follow my family lineage, and I'm going to be a Marine. And he went over there and saw that the corporate U.S. troops were guarding poppy fields, and he realized that the two largest consumers of heroin are Great Britain and America. And he says, when I get back to the States, I'm going to speak out. Well, he never made it home.
Yeah, he got fragged. That's not very good. It's very sad. Yeah. And he had a conscience. Yeah, he developed a conscience. You know, he got suckered in as a kind of pseudo-patriot. Figured, let's go get him. He bought into the lie. He bought into the intelligence agency lie, and it cost him his life. This is why the Bible says you got to keep your discernment up, you know. You don't have to be paranoid of everything and everybody. Just keep your discernment on high. You know, I give everybody a chance and then let them prove themselves. And, you know, I don't judge a book by its cover or someone by their name. Or they're just black, white, Asian, I don't care, Indian, Native American, whatever. If you're for freedom and you're against this incorporated government stuff, you're with us, you know, not against us. God created races for a reason, because they're lovely. We don't hate other races. We love them. And
use the word race. Like, who's winning the race? Oh, that's right. The Lucys are winning the race as we fight each other. They create dissension amongst the brethren.
Well,
I'm from the family of mankind. I'm not a human. I'm a man.
Right. Yep.
You ever noticed that the Office of Personnel Management changed to the Office of Human Resources?
Human resource. They look at us as nothing more than a material resource from which they can mine time and labor, which is money for them, and it's trickle up economics. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks a lot, Dr. Mann. Keep in touch and appreciate the help. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, melt all your
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric Freedom, Dream Around the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, I want to hear Trump. I'm not tired of this diversion that, you know, the Nazis that he's denouncing are the skinhead goons who are racist. I want to hear him denounce the nationalized socialism and the fascism that is the hybridization that is our corporate government with corporate officers from all throughout corporate world, not just corporate America, global corporations infiltrating our government and controlling it from, I mean, it's not even from behind the scenes. It's overt. It's right out there in plain sight. They're not even hiding. They're all directly come from Goldman Sachs right into the Secretary of the Treasury. From Goldman Sachs right into the Deputy Secretary of Treasury. Goldman Sachs right into the Senior Counselor for Director of Economic Initiatives. What do you think they're going to do with our money? And director of the National Economic Council, Goldman Sachs. Great. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to further Goldman Sachs. They're going to further their business. They own 1.7 million shares of Concentration Camps of America that's torturing the Bundys as we speak tonight. They didn't get out yet. They're still awaiting trial. And they're going to make them wait until after this third bite at the apple that the government is taking against the last two defendants who had two hung juries in a row. Absolutely obscene what's going on. So I want to hear Trump denounce fascism. I want to hear him denounce the merger of the corporate and the government.
the melding together, the unification, the synchronicity, and the public and private partnership that's being executed by the corporations and the corporate officers who have infiltrated our government. Corporations are fictitious entities. There's people who represent them that have infiltrated our government, like Rex Tillerson, like Munchen, like all these Donovan, and all these Adina Powell, and all these other people who come from corporate America. What are they do? What are they going to do to restore this republic? Are you kidding me? They're going to make their business increase. The stock market's going through the roof, and it's all going to have to come crashing down someday. This is not real. This is not a reflection of reality. The small communities are getting boarded up all over the country. The only thing that's running this economy right now is the security state. That's why Trump tipping, we're going to make America safe again. How are you going to do that? You're going to unleash more police and federal and local goons on the people, you know, so they can seize more private property? Don't keep anybody safe. That's an intelligence operation being put forth by the security state, which is all throughout the government to the top level, and the NRA with their new clenched fist commercial. Very interesting that Dana Lesh from the NRA is using the exact same words that Hillary Clinton is using, clenched fist. I just heard it. Hillary Clinton made a speech the other day where she's saying clenched fist, and Dana Lesh, the supposed conservative, the supposed opposite of Hillary Clinton, is executing the exact same phrase, clenched fist, in the NRA ad. It was very specific and left it right at the end where it would be fresh in people's minds for a long time. That's the comment. That's absolute. And new, the NRA clenched fist ad just absolutely reeks. It is the quintessential. You want to see an intelligence agency operation on the hoof, watch that. You can watch an intelligence agency CIA civilian asset speaking a script from the intelligence agency pseudo-conservative right, Mr. and Mrs. America. Let's convince the last few holdout morons that the police state of bashing heads on people is going to fix things. Great. Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, it's only going to come back to hurt you if that's what you promote. So we need to have a real fixes in the witch's court. That's the bottom line. Before I go on too much farther, let's take our. We have another caller waiting, and we're getting down on time here. We've got about 20 minutes left. But is it Tom in Tennessee? Are you with us?
Hey, I'm with you there. Good evening.
Yeah, you're coming through good. Thanks.
Okay, I heard my echo there for a second. Yes. Out on to your conversation there about 30 minutes ago. Thought I'd try to jump in here. Things going through my mind while you're talking, as always. So many points, so many things. People say, well, don't we live in interesting times? And I say to myself, no, this is really not interesting. You wait. It's going to get a lot more interesting. But, you know, it's all... everything needs to crash. It's all broken, fractal in nature and in our nature. And it's a negative reptilian agenda. And these guys are all about war, and they've never stopped. And it's a big money dump, just so you and I don't get to have it to use for ourselves. And they, you know, the truth has been criminalized, and they took the oath to uphold the Constitution, but we didn't. And so that's their dirty little secret, is because they cannot tell the people that they're not U.S. citizens, but they are. And so the Constitution does not apply to the people. And so you're dealing with a dead fiction corporation who cannot deal with real people, living people, except to scare and intimidate and threaten the holy living crap out of everybody to get them to do and volunteer their consent to something they wouldn't ordinarily do if given told the truth and in good faith of what they were actually getting into when they signed false contracts. They wouldn't do it, and they know that. So the charge they're talking about, you know, the human resource, we're considered containers, and we're a container for housing the valuable, considerable charge capacity of our electromagnetic body battery. The charge they're talking about is not about money, because there is none.
You're talking about the electrical charge theory. Yeah, I've heard this before. Okay, go ahead.
And so they have to charge the people up to get them to do something, anything, because no matter what they do, it's going to be the wrong thing. There is no money, but the people, you know, are the creditor. So, but we don't know how to behave as the creditor and beneficiary of an unlimited trust if we've been grown up and trained and indoctrinated our whole entire lives to live in a debtor status, thinking we owe somebody something there's nothing of in order to pay for something that never was debt. So you're dealing with a fiction corporation who cannot deal with real people, and they have to create the controversy because the real people are the only ones that have a will. A fiction dead corporation doesn't have a will. So this is how they get the say-so of the people's will and used against them, because a dead corporation can't communicate with real people. So if you know who you are and who you're not, it's quite simple, very complicated to get to, but you don't need a lot of paperwork to deal with these people. They just want to contract with the people to get the money, and if you know how to do it quite simply what's going on, then if they're going to get paid, then you're going to get paid. That's as simple as that. They need to borrow the people's money, and they're never returning it. And everything, absolutely everything, was already paid for in the very beginning. After June 5th, 1933, at 4:40 p.m., it was done. And you never had to work another day in your life if you didn't want to. Not that we're lazy people. This country wasn't built by lazy people, no. Everything could have been done differently, but they took away the gold standard, and they didn't give the people a way to pay for their debts at law. So they didn't give the instruction manual on how to discharge the obligation that required the payment instead of reaching in your pocket. Who are you and who are you not? The sovereign man doesn't pay no never mind to fiction BS. So how do you deal with them? Well, you've got to bring in the harmony. And the harmony is that you are never, ever the defendant. The name on your birth certificate, driver's license, yes. The Constitution applies to him, and he is the defendant, but not you. And so you could challenge this subject matter jurisdiction before, during, or after any trial. And if they can't prove that you're a U.S. citizen, then game over. That's it. There's nothing to say to a fiction corporation, except if you're friends, family, or loved ones. They're the ones that know your last name and your first name. And you let them say it. But anyone you don't know is coming to contract with that name on the birth certificate. So,
right, and you're coming in as the agent of that representing that corporation, and so it separates you from the action, and also you box them into, is this commercial or is this tort? And if it's tort, they got to have, they're boxed into common law, and almost everything is commercial, and the federal code even says it is. So you can get them in that, and then if you can approach it that, hey, I didn't consent to any contract, but most people have. They've signed up for a driver's license or something, and they've contracted, so it's a little harder to get out of stuff like that. But I know what you're saying, that you come in as the agent instead of the defendant or the accused, and that separates you from the action. But, you know, you can have the best paperwork in the world, but if you don't have activism and observers, you're screwed. So, but I know what you're saying.
Well,
that's a good point.
You're not the agent. You are the declarant, and you're declaring something. And you're declaring that I'm here as the declarant by visitation, alieni juris. And I challenge the subject matter jurisdiction in this case. Does the court have the record? And shut your mouth. They And the next word out of the judge's mouth, he'll want to recontract with you, and you say that you object and you move this court to dismiss this case based upon lack of subject matter jurisdiction, failure to state a claim in which relief may be granted, and I wish to be compensated for ruining my good name, bringing fraud upon the court, and rape. That's just it. Yep. There's nothing to say with an affidavit of truth. There's no go-rounds and back and forth with these people. Otherwise, you're incompetent, dead man, or incompetent, and they cannot speak. So there's nothing to say with these people.
That's right. You definitely want to go on the offensive in some regard if they're coming after you. I don't recommend a lot of offensive action in the witch's court because it's a losing battle.
No.
But if you have to, if they initiate action against you, this claiming the state victim,
doesn't matter what the fiction contract is that they have to prove the subject matter jurisdiction. In other words, are they talking to you?
I don't know if you were listening last week, but we just went through it up here in New York. We had an oath that where a judge that didn't have an expired oath, and we challenged her subject matter jurisdiction under federal rules of procedure 12B1, B2, B3, and B6. And we stated something about malicious prosecution and also three statutes, two of them public officer's law and one of them statutory, that held her in actual misdemeanor punishable by fines or imprisonment for not having her oath. And they all had to give in and they dismissed the case. So, yeah, it works. You got to have people with you. Doing it alone is difficult because a lot of times they'll just ignore your paperwork. They don't hear you if you don't have the bar license.
You don't need paperwork except for an affidavit of truth. Anything else is unnecessary because the only thing they let you say because you're incompetent is to state your name for the record, and they must get the identity right. And if you
affidavit's a good statement to make, but it doesn't order the court to do anything. Whereas a motion
will give them an option,
to, a little more option. I had good luck with that. So, but I call it a motion. You want to call it a declaration. A declaration isn't specific enough in their procedural courts. And I've seen them defy every common law standard that you're talking about in deference of their idiot made-up judicial procedure law of the state of New York, et cetera, off across the union. So, but, yeah, it's a good point. You're standing on principle, and you're about right. Approach, you know?
When they ask you to state your name for the record, that's the only time they let you speak, right?
Yeah, first thing you can say is, what authority do you use my name to identify?
Well, see, they ask for, they cannot let the court know they brought a real living man in there in place of a dead thing listed on a piece of paper the attorney brought in.
That's
so
the
only
first
thing
opening,
they can...
That's right. That's
right.
The opening line of all my motions.
What I'm saying is that when you speak the last name into the air, the name on the birth certificate, because the last name isn't your name, and this is how they're getting you, everybody, is that when you speak it into the air, it's game over. Your name is not your last name, and that's how they're getting subject matter jurisdiction. You never want to speak it in the air, in court, or out of court. Your name is your first and your middle name. And
right.
So it's up to them to say, you state your name for the record. And before you answer that question, you say, I'm the declarant here by visitation. And that tells the judge that you're there to examine the records only. And alienide jurisdiction means that you're under the authority of another god and not their god. And not otherwise. And then do they have the subject matter jurisdiction? In other words, they don't. They weren't in the delivery room when you were born. And if you think you're a U.S. citizen, then call the immigration board and tell them you lost your green card and that you need another one, and they'll tell you that you never had one. I'm sorry. And so that proves subject matter jurisdiction, game over. Nothing to say to those people no matter what you did, what happened, because they're not talking to us. They're getting us to answer for the name on the driver's license, birth certificate, with the say-so of your will, because they have no will.
Got it. Thanks, Tom. Mm-hmm. Appreciate all that information.
Yeah. Had fun. Thanks a lot. Good listening to you there. Thanks.
Take care, man.
Okay, you do.
Do we have good info? Who do we got, Mike? Jim, let's go to Jim. We only got a few minutes left, but Jim, go ahead. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hello. How's it going,
yeah,
man?
Go for it. Yeah, good. How are you?
All right. He's talking about that, he has his personal property tax bill.
Yeah.
I went and looked up. But, you know, it looks like typical theft, you know, for any of the 50 states. But one thing that I did see, interesting, they tax operating systems on computers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of weird, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So every person in Kansas is required to, if they have a computer and if it has an operating system, yeah, they're supposed to report that and pay a tax on it.
Oh, unbelievable. Can't they get away? The tyranny in Kansas is absolutely ungodly. I've watched it happen. And most of the sheriffs are from New York. Like the one in Salina, Kansas, Kokonowski, he's from New York Freemason. They had to get some real tyranny from back east. They couldn't find the local person to represent the people. Of course, no, they had to bring in a corrupt New York sheriff and who's run that county into the ground, and it's just absolutely god awful what they do to the people in Kansas. The state police in Kansas are absolutely awful.
You know, I'm in Oklahoma, you know, so country people, you know, tend to be good people and not want to be tyrannical. So I can see them having to import some East Coast tyrants, you know.
Right.
To do their dirty work.
They had to send back East for some real corruption to make it work out there. Mm-hmm. And it's completely abusive. I know one of our listeners, I believe it's Steve, I hope he's still listening, that, you know, they came after him because his kids had a pet goose, you know, like a bird, and you can't have domestic animals, a law, and all this garbage. It's absolutely awful. It's one thing after another in Kansas. I just have, and it's not, I'm not talking about just a few instances. Every community, everywhere I turn, every county, every community, right down to the small ones, is experiencing this just out-of-control tyranny. And it's just awful. Kansas is one of the worst places right now. I wish we could bring some common law concepts back into Kansas, but people in Kansas are very trusting of the government. Go ahead.
Are you the one who talks about how to start your own county?
Yes, we were talking about that. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I want to bring Keith back on and talk about the self-governing county and how it's...
Oh, I got a question about that. Kansas is saying that the tax assessor is required to go around all these people's houses and inspect their property, you know, to put it on the list so they can steal the money from them.
Yeah.
So if somebody in Kansas started their own county, then how would they deal with that part of the law?
You'd have your own assessor for that county, and that's going to be one of your people. Yeah, you
but,
don't want
yeah,
to get
so
away
is
with
he
it.
Just supposed Is he supposed to just act dumb then and say, oh, man, I'm sorry, nobody here has anything? How does he stay out of jail?
Don't have to collect any property tax.
Yeah, but, they're saying that the county assessor is required to do this. So I'm imagining if somebody starts their county, that's going to be required to have somebody play that role of county assessor.
Well, I don't. They're not if the county charter if the county charter specifically says no, then that's what it's going to be in that county. And as long as you have a county sheriff and the county's strong enough and people will make their stand, then there's not going to be any assessor. There's not going to be any private property violations, no driver's licenses or hunting licenses, and the power of the state stops at the county line. And that's it. It's pretty simple. All cases are judged on strict common law standards, no victim, no crime. There's not going to be any drug war or any gun confiscation. There's not going to be any Sharia law or any Zionist banking establishment set up in the county. We're not going to let either end of the political spectrum get it. You just have to be specific in your charter, and you have to have people in the county on the same page. If you're not on the same page with your people around you, then forget it. That's the problem with the larger areas. It's just so diverse. There's nothing... It's going to be easy to change the fabric of a community from something freedom-oriented to something strictly controlled by the political class, which is nothing more than an extension of the banks and the investment firms like the Goldman Trump administration.
Yep,
good
yep.
call. Anything Goldman else, Trump. Vince?
I like that Clapton song that you play. you know, but I think they need to change the lyrics a little bit. And he should be saying, why did I have to sacrifice my son? Why did I have to sacrifice my son? Because, you know, them Hollywood people, they got to make a blood sacrifice to get that good deal they get.
Oh, I don't want to make any accusations like that. I don't know. You know,
I'm not accusing nobody. I don't want to get a libel case. But
I don't know.
Somebody writes a hit song about a baby falling off a skyscraper. I think it's kind of strange. I've written many songs.
Very sad.
Not very nothing sad. Like that.
All righty. Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Thanks for the time.
All right. Take care, buddy. We got another Tom. Tom, we got about a minute, buddy. I hate to do it to you. You can call back tomorrow as well, but what do you got to say tonight? If you can do it in short, that would be a big help. How are you?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, it will be very short. You people read my mind. I don't say much when I call in, and I haven't done for many years because I have just one solution. If you had a constitutional sheriff in a constitutionally run county, nothing you talk about could ever happen. That's it. The short and the long.
There you go. No, you're exactly right. You get that constitutional county with the common law, constitutional charter, and then elect a constitutional, or I like even better, a common law sheriff. Then we're talking about freedom, or is the closest thing you're going to be able to get to it. It starts with, I believe, 4 square miles, which is several thousand acres. And we'll talk about this another night. We've talked about this in the past, and we'll revisit it soon. This is Derek of Freedom Street, Darien, Michigan. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Mike, on the board. We appreciate all you listeners supporting the network. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks again, Mike, John Statmiller, Darien, Michigan, all our callers tonight. We'll see if we can get Lori Anderson in tomorrow. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We'll see you once again on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hang in there. Please support the network. And please download the jury nullification flyers and pass them out. We are so scared of the jury nullification flyer. That means you know what to do. Get them out there.
Their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.